The word technology means magic. It's basically anything that's really cool that you don't know how it works.
Yeah, right there, a little blues music going on. I think that's really apropos because we've got Dickie's Barbecue of Schererville, Indiana. We've got one of the owners. We've got Joe. Joe, what's your last name?
Pirelli.
Here, get a little bit closer to that microphone. There you go.
Pirelli.
Joe Pirelli, Chicagoan. But he's opened up a place with Sonny.
Sonny.
And you guys own Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Schererville, Indiana.
That is correct.
How long have you guys been there?
Be 2 years in June.
2 years in June. You guys are going to have a little celebration there?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. What is Dickie's Barbecue Pit?
We're a franchise out of Dallas, Texas. Everything that we smoke, everything that we serve in the restaurant, we smoke in-house. In other words, there's nothing that comes in process. We do it all there.
And the meat itself, what kind of selection do you guys have there?
We have beef brisket that we smoke slowly 12 to 14 hours, and then we'll serve it sliced or chops. Chops are signature sandwich. We have pulled pork, smoked turkey breast, chicken, ham, sausage, a spicy cheddar, and a few others.
And what's really cool, too, is the different sides that you guys have. The green beans are just phenomenal, like the big flat ones.
Exactly. They're homemade beans. We start real slow with them. We fry some bacon up, onions, some garlic pepper. Then we slowly put in beans, the flat Italian beans, actually, and we just let them cook real slow.
Yeah, it just it's like almost melt in your mouth.
Exactly.
The way they do it. Now, what are the hours over there at the restaurant?
We're open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till 9 p.m.
And what's your phone number if people want to call to make an order out there? I should have asked you to have that ready. I apologize. See, it was like we had another guy from a restaurant yesterday, and he's like, I never call my store, so I don't know.
No, I got it.
It's like the cell phones. Like, you don't ever have your dial number. So I'm going to call him and say, I want to place an order to pick up, right?
Right. Our number is 1-219-322-9690.
Look at that. So you can call your order in right now. They're ready. They're waiting for you guys to order some food.
Exactly.
And it's awesome food. Now, another thing that you guys have is catering.
Correct.
I mean, Debbie Wargo, her son Kyle, he just loves this stuff. He comes home. He goes, Mom, I love you, but we got to immediately go to Dickie's Barbecue. He's out in Fort Wayne. He's like, sorry, Mom, I love you, but I'm stopping at Dickie's Barbecue Pit before seeing you. And for his graduation party last summer, he actually had you guys cater his affair.
Exactly. We do all catering from 10 people to 10,000. It sounds crazy, but we do all sizes. We started out in 1941 in Dallas, Texas, and grew. Last summer, we moved to number two in the country, and in December, we passed two, and we moved to number one. So we're the number one franchise barbecue restaurant company in the country.
And look at that, folks. Right here in the region, we have one right here in Schererville, Indiana, right down Indianapolis Boulevard, right by the plaza. What's that? I don't even know what's that called now. It used to be the Circuit City Plaza or something like that. But you guys know
Shops of Schererville.
The Shops of Schererville, right there, right before the hill. You got this beautiful yellow sign that says Dickie's, and you can go right there in Schererville. But talk more about this catering affair. Like, what, you know, basically what people can order, and
they can order everything. You know, if you like us on our Facebook, it's Dickie's Barbecue Pit, 306 in Schererville. We have all our menus on there: eat in, carry out, catering. We'll have our daily specials on there and upcoming events. But we bring out anything that's on our regular menu, which is our pulled pork, our brisket, sausage, spicy cheddar, chicken, turkey, and then any of our sides. You get two meats and three sides, and we can either drop it off, we can drop it off and set it up on some sternos, or we can serve it.
Oh, wonderful.
And again, we did 360 people last year for a Christmas party. We've done company outings for 400. We've done as small as 10. We had a couple weddings last year,
Oh, yes.
So we do it all. We do a lot of graduations, communions, weddings. We're growing more and more. But we're let Dickie's be your caterer. We'll do it right.
Outstanding. Hey, we got a phone call at 845-1100. You're on with Joe Pirelli of Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Schererville and the Stew for Lunch Show. How's it going?
Hey, Joe, I would put you in my top five in the United States for the brisket.
All right.
Top five. And then I would have never, ever known that you guys were there unless I listened to WJLB. So you guys better stay on WJLB because that's the only way I knew you guys were located. So.
All right, I will do.
Well, and I'm not a plant either.
He's so not. That's Dave.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
What wonderful words out there for Dave. 845-1100. Let's take another phone call. Hey, you're on with Joe and Stu.
Yeah, I'd like to comment on Dick's Barbecue.
Yes.
Yeah, they had a real great corned beef, smoked corned beef over St. Patrick's Day. It was just phenomenal.
You know what, that was really good. Hey, thanks for the phone call, my friend.
You know, all right, thank you.
I brought the corned beef in today for these guys to taste. It was something we had approved through corporate, of course, to have it, and we only had it during St. Patrick's Day. But if it goes well, we might have it again during the year and again, of course, for St. Patrick's Day. It's unique. It's the best in the country. Nobody does it. We smoke the corned beef very, very slow, 12 hours, nice and slow, comes out very tender, and you get that corned beef taste with a light smoke through it. It's excellent.
That's really cool, too, is that you said you use a full brisket, too.
Smoke a whole brisket.
Yes, correct. And there's not the point or the flat. It's the whole
thing.
It's
the whole thing.
And it is phenomenal. So, folks, I mean, hopefully they get approved to serve it another time during the year, but St. Patrick's Day, it was a great little, I mean, That's got to get approved. Do I need to call the man himself? Hey, I'm Stew for Lunch, man. I demand it. 845-1100. You're on with Dickie's Barbecue Pit of Schererville, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, Joe? Hey, Stu.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, do you use a Texas rub or do you lavish it with sauce?
No, we rub it with a rub. Yeah. We have different rubs. We have rub for our brisket, rubs for our ribs, and our pulled pork.
And do you serve it just dry or?
Oh yes, all of our meats are served dry, and then we have our sauces on the side.
That's the way I like it. Yeah, I can't wait to check it out. I haven't been there yet, honestly, but I'm certainly gonna get the wife and the kid and go over there and give it a whirl. If you guys are praising it that highly, I'm gonna have to go.
It is excellent, and I'm not just saying it because I'm an owner. I believe in it. That's why I bought into it. Every Sunday, kids 12 and under eat free. With one paying adult, one child eats free off the child's menu, and it's everything we have there except for the ribs. You get a sandwich, or you can get meat on the side. You get a side dish, a pop, and anybody, any day of the week that dines in gets complimentary ice cream and dill pickles every day.
Wow. Dill pickles. Now you're talking my alley. 845-1100. You're on with Joe from Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Schererville, Indiana.
Well, I'm not a regular customer there, but I come by from time to time as a treat, and it's a chain, but it has the feel of being a locally owned place. I'm a local family-run operation. Food's excellent. They give you a lot of choices. I mean, you can get three or four different dips, barbecue dips to put in. You take it yourself. You buy a drink and it's open bar, so to speak. Take as much as you want. And then, of course, for the kiddies, you have the ice cream cones and the pickles for the adults. So it's a nice operation and worth a look. And the Tuesday, two pork pull sandwiches for the price of one that is for real. And I was in there for that, and I had a sandwich for myself, and I took one home for my wife. But there are a lot of couples in there taking advantage of that, and it's excellent food and locally owned and worth a treat.
Thanks, Walt.
I appreciate it very much. Again, if you look on our Facebook, Dickie's Schererville 306, we have all our menus. We'll have our specials, our daily specials, and we even have our mascot, my daughter's boxers on there. It's a cute picture. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Well, you know, and I think he mentioned something too about the local feel, and I think it really does talk to you and Sonny. I mean, there's Sonny. I know because I play center at Center Lounge. We play bocce ball against Sonny, and I just and then of course Dot, Sonny's wife, really good people. They were awesome to me during some trying times. So I mean, I'm a big fan of them as human beings, and the food itself is something separate. But it's they're great people. So that's what I think makes the local flavor of that shows a chain doing it right, making it local.
And I think you're right with that. I mean, we take a lot of pride in it. There's four of us. I mean, me and Sonny and Treese, my wife, and his wife, Dottie, we own it. And we take a lot of pride in it. I mean, we're out there. Whenever I go out there, I talk to the people on the floor. I want to be sure everything's good. If it's not right, let us know, because we need to know. I mean, we put our heart and soul into it. It's the real deal barbecue. You have to try it. I mean, there's nothing like it. I mean, again, we moved to number one in the country. And when we opened up 2 years ago, we were at 137th restaurant. In December, they opened up to 203rd, and then we passed up Famous Dave's.
Wowzer.
So we're number one, and we're going to keep going.
Let's pound out these last two calls. Hey, my friend, you're on with Stu for Lunch with our good friends from Dickie's Barbecue in Schererville, Indiana.
Hi, it's Dave from Highland.
Hey, too. Dave from Highland.
Yeah, I always try to get there a minimum of at least once a month, but usually we go there and we get the family dinner. There's the picnic pack and then the family. The family is just plenty of food, but your meats are fantastic. I got there late one day and you were already out of ham.
Oh.
I was disappointed, but that also says that you're just not filling the shelves with stuff. It's fresh. And it was my fault for getting there a little too late, and you were already out. So, but I got it the next time I went. But
I apologize
side orders,
for that.
Everyone talks about your meat, your side orders, your potato casserole, and those waffle fries. My wife just absolutely loved it. And your potato casserole, your mashed potato casserole, is just absolutely to die for.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Dave. We have that five cheese macaroni and cheese. People just die for that also. It's unbelievable.
845-1100. Let's get this last call in. Hey, you're on.
Hi, Stu. It's Fred.
Hey, Fred.
You know, I'm a certified barbecue judge, certified by the Kansas City Barbecue Society. And I was in there when Rich had Lonnie in.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the studio and on the air. And I'll tell you what, I've eaten barbecue from some of the top barbecue cooks and competitors in the country. Dickie's is consistently up there. They would be up in probably the top five. And to go to a restaurant and have that day after day with barbecue is just, the place is great, you know.
I appreciate that.
Thanks, Fred.
I don't know why you came up with pickles and ice cream for your giveaway.
Well, you know, I'll tell you a quick story. There was a 10-year-old kid, and before we had the whole pickles in there, he ate the top off, took a spoon, ate the middle out, and put ice cream in and ate it. That's a boy for you, I guess.
He wasn't pregnant, was he?
I don't know.
That's what I was thinking of. But no, I haven't been there in a little while, but I will be coming back. It's consistently, like I say, it would be up in the top five in competition barbecue.
Thanks a lot, Fred.
Okay. Appreciate it.
All right.
There you go. Well, Joe, we're out of time, and I want to talk about that car that you guys got.
Yes, we sponsor a car at Ileana Race Speedway on 30. Actually, it starts out on the 21st. We sponsor a car number 43. The gentleman that drives it is Pat Legui. He's an excellent driver. Last year, he won three races. He redid his motor this year, and we're sponsoring him again, and we believe he's going to do better. So come on out and be part of Dickie's. And if you go on our Facebook and like us, we're going to present when we're going to be out there, because we're going to go out there 3-4 times this year. We might even have a Dickie's Day. We got a meeting with the owner of the track. But come on out there, look up us on Facebook, and we'll say the days we're out there, we'll have a ball. We go, we cheer, we yell, scream. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
That's at the Ileana Speedway?
Yes, and it starts, first race is the 21st, and it races, I believe, all the way through September. It's every Saturday night.
And it's Pat Legui?
Pat Legui, he's the driver.
There it is. Now we have our favorite driver.
There you go.
Out there, and once again, it's Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Schererville, Indiana, right here, the number one.
Barbecue restaurant in the country.
Look at that. So there we go. Well, Joe, it's a pleasure to have you on, and say hi to the rest of the gang over there at Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Schererville, Indiana.
All right.
And order up some food, folks. It is outstanding. I'm going to take a little bit of the song.
You know what? Since I'm on the radio, yes. What I'm going to do? Okay, we do catering, okay? Anybody that calls in an order today or all day tomorrow for catering for any time this summer, but it's got to be called in today or tomorrow, I will give you 10% off. To mention the radio station,
WJOB,
and mention that you like us on Facebook, and I will be happy to give you 10% off. You got to order it today or tomorrow, but it could be done for any time this summer.
Look at that. There you go. What a great guy. Hey, when we come back, I got a couple songs, and we are going to be talking Food for Thought with Rich Niambala on AM 1230 WJOB.